Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed, and then do something. It really is that simple. Sounds like it's hard? Not hard. Not hard at all. Anyway, always appreciate the time you spend with me. MyPillow.com. Too late for Christmas. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. It's going to sneak up on you really fast. So head over to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. You save 30 to 70%. Get her. You know, when she opened up her gifts on Christmas morning, she might have looked at you and said, I thought I was getting a robe. Slippers. Whatever. Right? Now you got time. You got time to make it up. You got time to fix it. Seriously. Use promo code Joe, MyPillow.com, save 30 to 70%. You'll be very happy about your purchase. All right, breaking today, I almost sound like Hannity did I? Right, we got breaking news. No, this really is breaking today. The court ruled that Trump is innocent in Officer Brian Sicknick's death after his death by stroke. A federal judge has dismissed the wrongful death claim against the former president relating to the death of the U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who passed away after the January 6th Capitol event. Now, whether the stroke was due to the event or not, I guess we won't know, right? Now, for months, the mainstream media, with the New York Times, you know, leading the charge, talked about Officer Brian Sicknick's death, falsely claimed he died from injuries suffered after being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. I'm talking about this last night. And what did we find out? It was a lie. It wasn't true. It wasn't real. Right? And again, more lies about January 6th. More misinformation put out by the mainstream media, by congressional people who just hated Trump, hated us. Right? And for months, they wouldn't back off of that. Just amazing. Now, credit to the Gateway Pundit. They were the first news outlet to report that Sicknick may have died from a stroke. That's what happens when you have people on the inside that will actually give you information. And that's what you need. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Now, a source told the Gateway Pundit back then that the officer had a medical emergency, possibly a stroke while on duty. Media reported that the officer died from injuries suffered from being hit with a fire extinguisher during a protest. Couldn't find any video on it. Couldn't see where it happened. It's just, again, just amazing. Now, he suffered two strokes. You know, strokes, I mean, technically, a stroke could come from anything. But you can't prove it came because of the January 6th rally, riot. I think that's what this district judge was hanging this on. Now, the district chief medical examiner ruled that Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick suffered two strokes and died of natural causes. The autopsy doesn't show any outside, him being hit in the head, the arm, the leg, the whatever. Right? The autopsy found no evidence the 42-year-old officer suffered an allergic reaction to chemical irritation. They were trying to do everything they can to say that, you know, it was because of the treatment, it was because of this, it was because of that, it was because of being hit in the head. Everything to try to blame Donald Trump. And the judge basically said, you know what, I'm done with your tomfoolery, goodbye, have a nice day. Right? Seriously. Now, retired Major General Paul Valley will join me after the break, talking about what's going on. See, we got to be careful that we don't lose sight of what's happening. I mean, if you know what China is doing and Biden is not doing, just amazing. But the Biden administration today, this was great, by the way. And it falls right in line with what I've been saying for years. They are the party of non-responsibility. But the Biden admin shifts blame as national debt reaches historic high of $34 trillion. And I'm sure it's all Trump's fault and the spending. I mean, yeah, Republicans, you got to get your act together. Enough of this garbage. The Biden administration spared no time in attempting to shift blame towards Republicans over America's national debt. Because, you know, we have total control now, right? The President Biden, having been in office for nearly three full years now, total control of the budget. If you look at the data, this trickle-down debt, if you think about it, Republican tax cuts are responsible for about 90% of it. Right? Because we've given out tax cuts, or we're pushing for tax cuts. When it's been proven over and over again, with tax cuts, revenue increases. Nobody home? So they say that the increase in debt specifically has to do with Republican tax cuts that were put in place. Right? White House Press Secretary, because she's been so much on things, Karine Jean-Pierre, claimed during Wednesday's press conference that she said that Biden had taken action to lower the debt, including signing the Inflation Reduction Act, which they now say didn't work, wouldn't work, actually cost the country more money. Cracking down on the wealthy doesn't fix the tax issue. Come and see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. The only way we really win is if you become part of the solution, if you will actually pay attention to what's going on and engage, we will make a difference. It won't matter what you think. Nobody cares what you think. We only care what you do. All right? And it truly, if you think about it, it's not that hard. Not if you're really willing to get involved. Anyway, I was bringing the experts, the guys that have a clue. I don't have a clue. I just have a microphone. So I bring in people like retired Major General Paul Vallely to join us and talk to us about what's happening. First of all, General, thank you so much for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
Well, thank you, Joe, and happy New Year. And
Happy 2024. Hopefully we're going to work everything out in this country and get back on track.
I was just going to say, yeah, happy. I'll let you know in November if it's happy 2024. How's that, you know?
There you go.
Seriously.
We'll start off very positive.
Yeah, I hope so. All right, anyway. You know, I've been telling people all day long, I said, look, the Epstein thing is great. We're going to talk about it. We've got a lot of things going on in the news.
Right.
But the, you know, what's going on in the East, what's going on in China and Iran and what have you, hasn't gone away. It's not like the war is over. Okay. And let's first start off with Israel and, you know, what's happening with Hamas. They're talking about a ceasefire, this, and allowing people to go back in the Gaza. They're far from done. Hamas said today that for them, there were no rules.
Well, Israel's going to take this to the finish with Hamas. Hamas will never be in Gaza again. The Israelis are committed to that. But we have a very serious second front going on with Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. And, of course, Iran continues to fuel the fires with the Houthis in the Red Sea, Hezbollah, Hamas. And so it's a cauldron of fire over there. It is just horrible. I'm not sure what's gonna happen or how it's going to end up, but it's setting the whole Middle East on fire again.
Yeah, interesting. The guy that was going to start World War III actually brought peace to the Middle East. And the guy that was going to pull everybody together has basically thrown, you know, dynamite in the middle of a peaceful scenario.
Well, that's when you put a dumbbell in charge of the country. That's what's going to happen. A totally incompetent individual, and as Obama said, he could F things up very, very, very quickly.
Think about that. General, everybody around Biden always said that every foreign policy decision he made or thought was right was wrong. Every one of them. And then we put him in charge of the country. Yeah.
Well, the biggest mistake was having Obama in charge of Biden.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, Obama's about as dumb as you can get. Well, you could say he's smart, he's crafty.
I was going to say, you have to say he's smart. Look what he did to us.
Yeah, exactly. Totally competent left-wing communist, Muslim, whatever you want to call Obama. And then you got Michelle they're promoting now, and that's not going to go anywhere. But we got to get behind Trump and get rid of all of this crap we have in our federal government, get the generals on board, put new generals in charge of our military so they can solve the southern border problem with the cartels, ensure that we can protect America over the next decade. That's what's really important right now.
I'll tell you what I'm fearful of, honestly fearful of, is they've tried everything with Trump, and they keep losing. The more they throw at him, the further his points go up. A New York judge finally said, you know what, you're not responsible for the death of the Capitol Police officer. That's it. We're done. Threw it out of court. So nothing is sticking to the man, and it's making them nuts. You know it is. They only have one other option. And my fear is that somebody will think or they will try to carry that option out. And if they do, I think you'll see a physical civil war in this country. What say you?
Oh, yeah. We're nearing that. We're so divided. It's unbelievable. And the evil, I'm coming out with a new book, the fifth in the last 12 months, and it's called Beyond Treason, the aftermath of what's been conducted against the American people by treasonous individuals. And that book will be out at the end of the month. But we're trying to really connect the dots for everybody, Joe. You know, what's happening from the global standpoint to the cartels, to Iran, China, Chinese Communist Party. And we just need to understand in America what the hell is going on. We're so naive in many respects.
Oh, you know, you just talked about the globalists and it's funny, I was talking to somebody the other day, and I said, look, you don't seem to understand something. First of all, there is a global community. They do want total control. They do want to tell you how to live your life and all of that.
Right.
Right? But China wants control. So at some point in time, these two things are going to cross paths, and China's going to want it, and the globalists aren't going to want to give it to them. And you want to see a war, you really see a war then, won't you?
Well, the globalists don't want to go up against the Chinese.
Really?
I can tell you that. They won't win anything. Because the globalists don't control any militaries. They're controlling the money market, the international monetary market, trying to kill the dollar. That's what the globalists are trying to do. Do away with the middle class. Have the banks buy up everything so that we don't own anything. We don't need real estate. We don't own our business. Yeah, it's a grand theft that's going on. So all I can say in this broadcast tonight, Joe, America, connect the dots of what's happening to you. And stand up and be brave and fight it.
Well, I've said this to you before, and talking to some of my friends, or I should say acquaintances, not really friends, but, you know, do we have the stomach to fight? Do people, is it going to come to the point where their house gets taken away from them, it's owned by the government gives you permission to live there, you get food coupons to how much food you can have. I mean, is it going to have to get to that point before they figure out that they no longer have any liberties?
Yes, but guess what? It's not going to happen in Middle America. It's not going to happen in Wyoming, Montana, Idaho. It'll happen in California. Yes. It'll happen in New York and New Jersey. But it's not going to happen in the rest of the country. So we understand what's going on.
So in California, a judge, ninth panel circuit court or a sub-panel of the circuit court, right, three-judge panel, they just said that the new law that went into effect January 1st can stand. And what the law is, that even if you have a concealed carry permit, weapons permit, and you're entitled to carry, you passed all the tests, you passed the interviews, you still can't carry it in parks, in banks, in schools, on the sidewalk, near a school, near a park. And I'm thinking, sweet Jesus, I mean, you can't carry it anywhere for all intents and purposes. Anyway, we'll talk more about that when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me after the break. We'll be right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Would it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You have-
USA News Update. Maine's Secretary of State says she remains focused despite recent reporting about death threats made against her.
We have received threatening communications. Those are unacceptable.
This comes in the wake of her decision to drop former President Trump from that state's GOP primary ballot. While speaking to CNN over the weekend, Shanna Bellows said she intends to adhere to the process. A Georgetown University professor and longtime CIA analyst is claiming many in the U.S. intelligence community will be working against Republicans in the coming election cycle. Dr. John Gentry is also pushing his new book titled Neutering the CIA. He said if former President Trump becomes the GOP nominee, government intel operatives are likely to be working overtime to achieve his defeat in 2024. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get information. That's the way it works. You get information. So, as I always say, you know what? I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I don't know stuff. Just because I have a radio show doesn't mean, you know, I know some of these guys out there think they're God's gift to intelligence or information. I don't. I'm pretty much your average Joe. I'm just in it more than you guys are. So I bring on the experts. I bring on the people that actually have a clue. That's why I keep inviting retired Major General Paul Valley to the show, and always a wealth of information. Always a wealth of good news, but sometimes some of the stuff you tell me, you're like, oh, God, come on. And we already taken care of this, you know what I'm saying? But all right, so back to the Middle East and what's going on in Israel and Hamas. And I agree with you. I think that Netanyahu's smart enough to know that Hamas has got to go. They're going to be totally obliterated. And right. we don't seem to be on board with that. Now, I'm not talking about Americans. I'm talking about the administration. Is that true?
Right. No, it is true because they don't know where they're at. They have no idea where they're at in the universe. You know, Blinken, and that whole crew, a bunch of amateurs. But Netanyahu will ensure that Hamas is totally negated in Gaza. And hopefully they'll come up with a good economic plan for the Palestinians who can reside there, build a new home, a whole new life, let them travel. And bring them into the world. But there will be no two-state solution, that's for sure. It's not going to happen.
No, I totally agree with you. And while we're watching that, and everybody's all excited about the release of the Epstein papers and other stuff going on here in this country, you've still got, you look at China, I think it's China, Russia, Iran, and I don't know if it's the Saudis or what, and now coming together to be that next coalition. I mean, These are not happy countries. These are not countries that we can rely on to bring peace and tranquility to the area, can we?
Well, you never see the Chinese and the Russians get caught in the Epstein type of situation. They're a lot smarter than that, if they do, you know. But this whole Epstein thing, yeah, there are going to be a lot of embarrassed people like Clinton, who we always know is a little bit crazy when it came to women, young girls, cigar under the desk, you know, all of that.
But you're not surprised by any of this, though, are you?
No, but that's they're all...
it's the norm for them.
Their morals are in question, Joe. Yeah. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
And you got Prince, but they'll all be embarrassed, certainly, and it'll hit the Daily Mail and the papers, but nothing's going to happen to them.
So, not to be Mr. Doom and Gloom or the Doomsday Guy, but let's start off first. I'll talk about a civil war in a minute, but I want to talk about World War III. And
yeah.
If you look at what's going on over in the Middle East right now and the violence
right.
and what's going on in Europe, I mean, look at the Palestinian flag. Where are all these new flags coming from, by the way? Anyhow, with the Palestinian flags and what's going on in those cities, they're in real trouble in Europe and the Middle East, are they?
Oh, yeah. Germany is really in distress right now. People need to follow what's happening in Germany. We know what's happening in the other European countries. The Scandinavian countries are standing up better than anybody. Problems in the Netherlands and England and so on. So you have a whole new world being created here. And the new alliances, what I call the Eastern alliances with Russia, India, China, many of the African nations now do not want to align with either England or the English country or the European countries or America. They're aligning with Russia and China and India. And so it's a whole new world chessboard being set up right now.
Is it because of the power play? They think or believe that China and Russia and so on are more powerful than America at this point in time?
Absolutely. More powerful economically. The Russians are flourishing. Their industries, China has some problems in the real estate area with all the real estate that's been sold to the middle class in China. You got the Taiwan situation that's still out there. You got North Korea. But definitely they're going to try to kill the dollar this year. They've already gone to new currency and oil trading that's been going on with Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
They're not using the dollars. Wall Street seems to be still in a vacuum, you know, that... they don't consider all of these exterior threats to the economic international monetary system. You've got Klaus Schwab with their World Economic Forum that will be meeting in Davos again, and they want a one-world government, no meat, no middle class, no borders. And so, America, if you connect these dots, as we've done in our books that we've published at the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, you know, you can get all this data that's been put together by some very smart people.
Yeah, and give them the web address. You there?
StandUpAmericaUS.org.
There you go. All right.
And,
hey,
yeah.
You mentioned India in the last round, and I
right.
thought, I was under the impression that India was a better ally of ours.
Never.
We really?
Shunned the Indians. Look at what's happened during the war in Afghanistan. We always continue to provide $1 to $2 billion a year to Pakistan. We shunned the Indians, who really knew what was going on, a very smart society growing and controlling a lot in industry, an industry probably that will be bigger than China. That's how big India is. But we
wow.
shunned them. Yeah, so where have they gone? They've gone to the Russians and they've gone to the Chinese.
You know, I'm hearing calls for the U.S. to take on Iran, really take on Iran
right.
militarily. Give me
right.
some of your thoughts on that. You look at what they're doing out in the oceans and you know doing out with mm-hmm. the ships. When do we shut them down?
Well, it should have been done already. I would have taken out the Iranian port facilities, their launch facilities, their command and control, and that should have been done already. Trump would have done that, just like he did with Soleimani. You have to hit them right between the eyes before they understand. But we don't have the courage of the leaders we have today. They can't fight. There's no warrior in Biden. Obama's not a warrior who's running Biden. You have none of the generals that are warriors right now. They're a disgrace. So, America, you got to be aware of what's going on. We're not protected. Look what's happened at the borders. The Defense Department should have been taking out the cartels long ago as a national threat to the United States. All we want to play is try to play defense, and we're not doing that very well with millions coming across our border.
Well, I think it's very obvious. When you look at the Homeland Security and the DOJ coming after Governor Abbott, when in every move he has made, it has been to strengthen the border, protect his state, because they're not doing it. They're not doing what they need to be doing. They're trying to stop him from putting out, this is what I find really funny, they're trying to stop him from putting these immigrants on buses and planes and sending them other places when what? This administration had been putting these people on planes and dropping them off in cities across the country for over a year now.
Yep. And they're everywhere. And we have agents coming in from Iran, from China. They're going into our cities. They're doing surveillance. They're conducting targeting opportunities that can attack our grid system.
Yep.
Our military installations. Yeah, that's all going on. It's there. But yet most America still doesn't get it.
You know, General, for the average American person, they're trying to figure out whether they fill the tank with gas or put more food on the table or buy the medication they need for their son or daughter. This administration thinks that Bidenomics is working. Let me fix that. They know Bidenomics is not working. It's just according to plan. That's really what it boils down to.
It's non-existent.
Yeah. You know, nobody can open this. So
It's just a name and a term they use. You know, it's non-existent.
Yeah.
But
no.
I'm just worried, Joe, about our grandchildren and what they have to face here in the next 10 years. Can they go to school? Can they learn? Can they be productive? Can they be in their sports and soccer and football?
It's going to be a different world.
And everything.
It's going to be a different world. Okay, we've got to go to quick. Got to go to a quick break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far, a lot more with the General when we return.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look at, get involved, get engaged, get informed, right? Then make your move, make your decisions, decide on what is it you're going to fight for? How are you going to fight for it? How are you going to get involved and engaged? So I keep telling people, whether it's education or water or city council type of thing, town councils, figure out what you're willing to take the time to do. What's your thing, if you would, and get involved at that level. It's not that hard to do, people, I'm telling you. Anyway, let me bring him on. Retired Major General Paul Bellely joins me, and as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his input into what's going on. Okay, General, I told you we'd talk about this later on, which is a kind of a potential civil uprush. We call it civil war, civil I don't care what to call it, but to your point where you have half the country feels like the Constitution is being used as toilet paper, the other half of the country thinks that the MAGA people are out of their minds and shouldn't be allowed to be free and should be locked up and do a re-engineering class or something. If something happens to Trump, and I'm not suggesting that it should. Right. I don't care whether you lock him up for no reason or he gets assassinated. We're in a world of hurt, aren't we?
No, we are in a world of hurt. And, Joe, I want to thank you for your show because you really cover a lot of the great issues and threats we have happening in America, and I applaud you for that. I want to make sure you continue that as long as you can, because you are a voice out there.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I have friends and loved ones that they're not Trumpers, but they're people who say,
well,
look,
should be.
He gave us. Well, when I say that, I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, it's like they don't worship the man. They just say, look, he gave us back our freedoms. He was willing to fight for the regular guy. And that's what they're afraid of for some reason. But they'll say, look, how can I defend myself? How do I, you know, if they do kill him or throw him in jail, what then? It's over for us. I mean, you have a lot of people feeling defeated out there.
Well, that's not going to happen. Trump is going to prevail in this election in 2024, even with the odds that are against him, because he has 100 million people, one-third of the population of America, behind him. And it's gaining more in the black community. It's gaining more even in the Democrats who've given up on Biden. So,
in the Hispanic community. He's raising in the Hispanic community.
And the Hispanic, absolutely. Yeah. They understand what's going on at the border and what they've had to pay the price to become citizens in this country. They all understand that. And so we have to be optimistic that we can turn the country around. We all have to fight. We can't sit back and just watch TV and hope it's going to happen. Hope is not a strategy.
No, it's not. You know, you knew where I grew up. We've talked about this a million times. I grew up in the north end of Boston. A lot of people that came over in the boat that weekend, so to speak,
right.
Didn't speak a word of English. But they used to have a name. They used to have a name for some of the Italians that came over that just wanted to work and send all the money back, and they really didn't want to be here in America. They used to call them greaseballs. You know, he says, he's just a greaseball. And and they actually had disdain for these people, and they were from the same country they were from, but they came here for a better life. My grandfather was a tailor, barbers, butchers, the whole nine yards. They came here for a better life. And we're willing to work it. You don't see that anymore.
No, my grandfathers came over as Irish tailors.
They were
tailors, made great suits, great shirts, wool, and all of that stuff. So that's my background from Ireland, and they brought a lot to America. But I guess the message is do something, be positive, make sure you stand your ground. God's behind us in this. I really believe that. He's taking us through a situation now where we all have to make decisions of what we stand for. And it's standing for honesty, integrity. We have a big initiative in our military right now, in our military academies, to go back to duty on our country. We have a great constitution. Let's stand by it. It's not outdated. And don't let these people take over and control us, because that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, I look at does the Chinese, or do the Chinese, this is one question somebody asked, do they have the same technology and firepower that we have from a military standpoint, or are they more advanced?
No, they have the same. They do. They have a great Navy. They have a great Air Force now. They've taken a lot of technology from us. And advancements of aircraft and aircraft carriers and so on. The Chinese have taken a lot of technology and they put it to use. They're very creative in that. And they're very much into space, cyber attacks, biological attacks, which they did when they launched COVID on the United States from the Wuhan laboratories. That was all backed by the Chinese Communist Party. So they're very smart, but they have their problems. They're a dominating society, and a lot of the Chinese are afraid to stand up because they get eliminated.
Yes.
And that's what's happening. And Russia's getting stronger, by the way, from all what's going on. These sanctions have never worked. Iran is still strong because we don't confront them as we should. So these are the challenges for the new leadership in America to take on.
So Russia is getting stronger economically, and somebody sent me a note this week, but I don't know if this is true. You might, that they don't have any, really don't have aircraft carriers because they don't have the technology. Russia.
Well, they have everything they need. They've got so many advanced weapons they've developed, their air force, their airplanes, their cargo aircraft, their ships at sea. Believe me, they're a formidable force. And, you know, I've been to Russia. I set up the first meeting between Putin and Trump in 2017, so I'm very familiar with what they're doing. But they're very advanced, and the Russians aren't bad people as we made them out to be, believe me.
Well, I think it's like everything else. I don't think the Chinese people are bad. I don't think even when Japan attacked I don't think the Japanese people were bad, you know.
Right.
It's not how it works, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the leadership. It's this whole dynasties that have been set up, and we have that being done by, again, Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. You know, we have a United Nations, which we shouldn't put a dollar into because they do nothing. NATO is folding and dismantling. Europe is not what it, is not what it once was. And it's changing completely. And then you have Africa that's, with all its mineral resources, is changing dramatically and supporting what I call the Eastern Alliance.
Wow.
And they don't like the United States or the colonialists, as they call them.
Oh, God. And, well, and part of it, for years, I think you and I, you taught me this years ago, which was, you know, some of the issues in some of these countries was they're, for lack of a better term, they're jealous of our strength, of our, you know, of our surety, of our economic, positive economic outlook. And that was one of the things driving some of these people crazy and driving them into hating us, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's amazing. The whole monetary system is changing, too, as we speak. So we have to be very cognizant of the market, our investments, and so on. But these are trying times, but it takes courageous people to get through them.
Well, General, before we run out of time, I want you to tell us tell us about your organization and how people can help you.
Well, thank you, Joe. It's the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. Our website is standupamericaus.org. Help us out, donate, support what we're doing. We've been around for 20 years now, and so we're not a new organization, so we produce a lot of information for the American people.
And people, sign up for the newsletter. Sign up to get information. You always ask me about groups that you can support. You know, here's a group you can support. Here's an organization you can support that has real information, you know, and does their homework and has experts there working with them. In general, I want to thank you for your service. I just, you know, thank you for doing what God called you to do, because that's what will make us stronger. That's what will keep us strong.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, God
keep
bless. Have a great
week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Right. You know, like I said, I only bring on people that I trust, that I know is telling us the truth. I know that I don't have to worry about. And frankly, you know, he is one of them. And the general always has good, I think anyway, always has good information. And years ago, you know, when people were worried that we were going to go to war with this one and war with that one, he would always say to me, no, nobody wants the war. These leaders really don't want an all-out war because we're all fairly well matched when it comes to the power that we have, the bombs we have, the whatever. And that's why you really got to get informed to understand what this is all about. So I'm a TV host. Don't go far. I got a lot more of me in the next hour. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show.